Jeff Passan, you've been around for a lot of months. Historically speaking, compared to all your other months, how was your June?
My June was a perfectly average month, Jeremy. And I have learned that perfectly average is A-okay with me. I will take a low-hassle month any day or week, any month of the year. That's good by me, but I did witness a very interesting month.
So your month was fine, average, pedestrian, but the one you witnessed that was not. Tell us about Shohei Ohtani in June.
I think the best way to talk about Shohei Ohtani in June, Jeremy, is to start about 125 or so years ago. The modern era of baseball is typically said to begin in 1900. In that time, there have been upward of 20,000 men who have played Major League Baseball. There's been 730-some-odd months of baseball played and more than a million individual months of baseball. And during June, as it kept going on, as Shohei Ohtani kept doing what he was doing, I started asking other people a question. And these people said, I'll get back to you. Maybe. I don't know. Yes, there was a wide array of answers. The question, though, is one that takes us back to the turn of the century and to the couple of decades afterward. And throughout the course of baseball history, and sent me down a giant rabbit hole trying to answer it, trying to contextualize it. And that question, Jeremy, was a very simple one. Did Shohei Ohtani just have the best month in baseball history?
Shohei Ohtani has been captivating Major League Baseball fans ever since his debut with the Angels in 2018. His ability not only to hit, but also to pitch, is something baseball hasn't seen in a century. But what we have just witnessed, what Ohtani achieved in the month of June, is something that many may argue we haven't seen, well, ever. So today, Jeff Passan joins us. He'll break down the numbers and answer the burning question that may at first sound crazy. Did Shohei Ohtani just have the greatest month in baseball history? I'm Jeremy Schapp. It's Thursday, July 6th. This is ESPN Daily.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home some huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
All right, Jeff. Hit me with the numbers, the stats. I love this stuff. Tell me about what Shohei Ohtani achieved this past month.
Well, we'll start with his offense because it was just absurd and obscene.
Ohtani with a drive to right. Yes, this one's going to go a long way. Shohei Ohtani with a two-run homer, and the Angels climb right back in it.
Every single night, it seemed like when you turned on your television or went on to social media, you would see another Shohei Ohtani home run.
Shohei with a drive, straight away center field. Julio Rodriguez back at the wall. It's gone. On to the berm, tonight's starting pitcher for the Angels. It's showtime for Shohei Ohtani.
He hit 15 of them in June. Only 46 other times that had happened over the course of a calendar month in baseball history. And it was one of a number of categories he led MLB in June. He had 29 RBIs. He had a 492 on-base percentage, a 952 for a month slugging percentage, 1444 OPS, 25 extra base hits, 99 total bases, did this in 126 plate appearances, and batted 394. And if not for Luis Arraez, he would have swept everything. Oh, by the way, Shohei Ohtani pitches too.
Swing and a miss. The Major League home run leader just struck out one of the best hitters in baseball.
He threw 30 and one-third innings, struck out 37. Opponents hit 228, got on base just 30% of the time, and slugged just 368 against him, and had a 3.26 ERA.
Swing and a miss. Mike Ford strikes out. Shohei's punched out a half dozen. He's also hit a two-run homer tonight, and the Angels and Mariners are tied at two.
So he was really, really good as a pitcher. He was legendary as a hitter. And when you go back and look at the combined months over Shohei Ohtani's career where he has both hit and pitched, they pale in comparison to his June of 2023.
So, Jeff, where do you even begin? How do you break down this month to determine how significant it was?
So, two of the statistics I spent a lot of time focusing on were OPS, which is on-base percentage plus slugging percentage, and SOPS plus. Now, OPS plus is a metric that compares players across the league, right? So, the average OPS plus is 100. If you have a 150 OPS plus, that means that your OPS is 50% better than the average across the league. And SOPS plus means split, the split in this case by month. Ohtani's OPS plus compared to the league in June was 286, which means he was 2.86 times better than the average hitter. And only 25 players in history have been better than that. The last time it happened with someone higher than Ohtani was July 2005 with Jason Giambi. And in just slugging percentage alone, Jeremy, only 13 individual months have been better than Ohtani's 952.
That's amazing. I mean, that's amazing to me because, right, I mean, the record that seemed unbeatable more than Ruth's 60 home runs until Maris got there and all that was his 847 slugging percentage in 1920. I think he slugged 846 in 1921. And then Barry Bonds in that spectacular 2001 season, I think he slugged 863, right? But I would have thought that there would have been some months then that were, but this is, I mean, what he's doing again at the plate is just historic.
It's otherworldly. And you know, when you're trying to ask the question, is somebody the best? Is this the greatest that we've seen? It's difficult to answer because for all of these metrics that we have that try to compare across eras, we have to contextualize it and understand that Babe Ruth was playing before integration. And in the 1990s, we had the steroid era in the early 2000s. And so looking at those numbers and looking at Barry Bonds' numbers, as incredible as they were, we understand that there's some context to it. Trying to say that this person in this moment was better than that person in that moment, it's a genuinely impossible thing to do. My only hope in trying to do it was to give the numbers a good enough look and a good enough understanding where I could feel relatively confident in the conclusion that I drew from them, even though it's an impossible question to answer.
So when you think about Jeff and you went through the process, you went down this rabbit hole. It sounds like a fun rabbit hole. Who are the other players and what are their months that have to be in consideration along with Shohei Ohtani, June 2023.
Yeah, I mean, we've got Hank Greenberg in September of 1940, had a 1504 OPS, and his SOPS plus was a 323. Babe Ruth in May of 1928, a 1547 and a 312. Bonds in May of 2001, a 1583 and a 310. I mean, I broke this down. I was trying to find players who had an OPS and an SOPS plus higher than Ohtani's. And there were 15 that came up on my baseball reference search. And the only one who is even with Ohtani when it comes to total bases, which I think are, you know, it's a volume stat. Like Joe DiMaggio had a month with 119 total bases, but he also played in five doubleheaders that month. The only person with as many total bases and as high of an OPS and SOPS plus as Ohtani was Babe Ruth in May of 1928. They were tied with 99. You know, you go and look, Jeremy, at the 500 home run club. That's generally speaking a pretty good arbiter of the best hitters of all time. And among them, the only players who had single months better than Ohtani by OPS and SOPS plus were Bonds, Ruth, Frank Thomas in May of 1994, and Ted Williams in July of 1957. So what this told me is there's a very, very limited group here. And so, yes, Ohtani, just by offense alone, does belong in this conversation, even if he's not clearly at the top.
So we're talking about, in terms of offensive production, there are only a few people who are in the conversation with Ohtani strictly as a hitter in June. But then, of course, there's more to Ohtani than strictly hitting.
Of course. The fact that he's a really, really, really good pitcher plays into this thing entirely. And look, there have been months where Ohtani was a better pitcher than he was in June. No question about it. You know, like last year, pretty much for the last 4 months of the season, he was the best pitcher on the planet. But I used a more modern metric to assess this. I went month by month going back to 1974 to look at wins above replacement on Fangraphs. That is as far back as the monthly splits go. So I understand it's only 50 years of history and there are another 75 or so before that. But still, this gave me a reasonable idea of what we're looking at. And here's one thing. As great of a pitching performance as we've seen from some people, only one pitcher ever, Roger Clemens in August of 1998, had more wins above replacement in a single month than Ohtani did as a hitter. Ohtani's WAR as a hitter in June was 2.8. And that's a lot, by the way, because there have been, in that span that I looked, only 20-something seasons that guys had months of more than 2.8 WAR. You know, at the top of the list was Barry Bonds, who had 3.4. But because baseball is weird and because the calendar is the way it is, Bonds's came in September/October 1992 when he was still with the Pirates. And in those last three games that he played in October, he hit a pair of home runs, which is worth like 0.2 or 0.3 WAR. So in reality, his September was like 3.2 WAR. Well, Ohtani had 2.8 as a hitter. He also had 0.6, Jeremy, as a pitcher, which gave him 3.4 wins above replacement in the month of June alone. Just for a little bit of modern context here for a second.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy. I mean, I'm still like blown away by this. I'm going to give you the leaderboard through June of wins above replacement in Major League Baseball. Atop is Shohei Ohtani with 6.1. Second is Ronald Acuna Jr.
Right. To be clear, that's for the season through June, yes, not for the month.
That's for the full season. 6.1. Ronald Acuna Jr., 4.5. Wander Franco, 3.7. Corbin Carroll and Mookie Betts, 3.6. Luis Robert and Kevin Gausman, 3.5. Shohei Ohtani in June, 3.4. Freddie Freeman, 3.31. Soto and Zach Gallen, 3.3. So essentially, in June alone, Shohei Ohtani produced more wins above replacement than Freddie Freeman, Juan Soto, and Zach Gallen, two MVP candidates and probably the favorite for the National League Cy Young, in the first 3 months of the season. Just 1 month for Ohtani, full season, full half season for the rest of the guys. And so I think that alone shows you that it's not just him doing it right now. What Ohtani did in June does compare better than all of the seasons in the last 50 years. And when you add his pitching to his hitting, it's very easy to start to believe that, yes, this may have been the best month of baseball that we've ever seen.
Coming up, the 1 month that can stand toe-to-toe with Shohei Ohtani's June.
Delicious meat, nutritious. In the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios, one of the highest protein nuts out there. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. Trust me, I've been eating them like there's no tomorrow all week. Wonderful Pistachios also come in a variety of flavors and sizes, perfect for enjoying with your family and friends or taking them with you on the go. And you, like me, are on the go a lot, taking the kids to school, hopping from meeting to meeting, shopping for groceries, whatever it may be. Well, the good news is, not only are Wonderful Pistachios a complete protein providing all 9 essential amino acids, they're also great for all your adventures. So whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snack game today. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. When you're on a business trip, you know what completely goes off the rails? Your workout routine, especially when you book a hotel that doesn't have a gym. So what ends up happening is you do a few push-ups and sit-ups in your room, run around the block, or just skip it entirely. Lame. If you just stay at La Quinta by Wyndham, you'll discover there's a fully equipped fitness center at every location. Now you can wake up and power your buys and tries the right way or de-stress with some cardio. The choice is yours. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Best month ever. That's what we're talking about. Just to simplify it, without the pitching, which is a couple of decimal points on the wins above replacement, where does he stand and how does it put him over the top in your estimation?
Well, let's look at Bonds. There were six individual months in which Bonds' OPS was better than Ohtani's, but in those months, he had between 92 and 117 plate appearances compared to Ohtani's 126, and he didn't throw a single pitch. And that's the story here, right? As great as Hank Greenberg was in September of 1940, his bat was not enough to make up for the lack of pitching compared to Ohtani. As incredible as DiMaggio was in July 1937, hit .430, slugged .984, 15 homers, 42 runs batted in, 119 total bases. Well, his SOPS plus, because the hitting environment was so friendly that month, was actually lower than Ohtani's. And oh, by the way, he also didn't throw a pitch. And that's what I kept going back to. You know, these guys may have had marginally better offensive months than Ohtani, but they weren't pitching. And when you consider that, there's really only one person, Jeremy, that you can compare him to, one person that you think about. And that's how I landed on Babe Ruth and tried to put this exercise to bed.
Now, when we think about Babe Ruth, Jeff, we think about a lot, right? We think about the incredible hitter that he was, the incredible separation between him and everybody else when he started slugging home runs. What are his best months? What are the absolute masterpieces for Babe Ruth if we're going to divide it up by months?
I was looking for a month in which Babe Ruth was both a full-time or close to full-time pitcher and a hitter or close to full-time hitter. If you want to see when he was pitching, you have to go back to his time with the Boston Red Sox. And so that takes us to June 1919. It was 6 months
before
the Yankees bought him for $100,000 in the most storied transaction in sports history. And Babe Ruth was really starting to come into himself as a hitter. He hit .385 that month. He slugged .667. He had 4 home runs, 52 total bases, and an SOPS plus of .248. He also started 5 games, threw 43 innings, and had a 2.51 ERA. And this is a different time, mind you, but he struck out only 8. And so that was the month, right? That was the one that I was going to compare to Ohtani's June. Ohtani had 30 more plate appearances. He had a higher batting average. His on-base percentage was .008 behind. His slugging percentage was 300 points higher, 11 more home runs, 13 more runs batted in, 47 more total bases. And then you look at the pitching. And even though Ruth's ERA was 3/4 of a point better than Ohtani's in the month, I looked at SOPS plus. I know I keep coming back to that number because it's the best to contextualize versus your peers in that era. Babe Ruth actually was below average that month. Opponents hit 12% better than average in OPS, whereas with Ohtani, they were 15% below average. So not only was Ohtani's offensive month better, both in terms of raw numbers and trying to neutralize the numbers with SOPS plus, he actually pitched better in June of 2023. So better hitter, better pitcher, better month.
You know, this magnificent June, right, Jeff? But what about July? There is some concern about his health right now.
Yeah, he left his start against the San Diego Padres after giving up back-to-back home runs. Trainer comes out to the mound. Everybody is freaking out. The Angels already lost Mike Trout to a broken hamate bone. Anthony Rendon fouled the ball off his leg. You know, if it wasn't for bad luck, the Angels wouldn't have luck at all. And so Ohtani comes out and everyone's freaking out. God, oh, like, not his elbow, please. He doesn't need another Tommy John surgery, not his shoulder. Well, it turns out he had a blister on his middle finger, which actually is kind of the appropriate finger for Angels fans who have spent the last decade wondering when this team's going to be good again. For a while had the two best baseball players on earth and still haven't been to the playoffs since 2014 when they got swept by Kansas City in the first round. So the hope is that this blister will remedy itself. Ohtani's not going to pitch in the All-Star game, which is a bummer. But the question now for the Angels, who are hovering just a bit over .500 and who have to climb a lot to get back into the playoff scene, is could they consider moving Shohei Ohtani before the trade deadline? It's something that for a while there didn't look particularly conceivable, but the fact that Trout's going to be out for at least the next month and that when you come back from hamate bone break, quite often your power is sapped for the rest of the season, it doesn't bode well for the Angels right now. And if they lose Ohtani in free agency this offseason, the only compensation they will get because of where their salary is and because they are a big market team is around the 70th pick in the draft. So would you rather move him now for five prospects, or would you rather wait and potentially get a second slash third round pick?
All right, Jeff. So just to wrap up here, what we've been talking about, the greatest single month any player has ever had playing the great game of baseball. You've laid out the numbers for us. You've set up the comparisons. What is your conclusion?
Shohei Ohtani in June had the most valuable and productive month in the history of Major League Baseball. And as much as I try to check myself to say, don't get caught up in what you're watching right now, I think that that's wrong. I think as a baseball fan, as a sports fan, as a fan of greatness, as somebody who appreciates when another person can master his or her craft, it's my duty and it's our duty as sports fans to watch every single second of Shohei Ohtani playing baseball that we can. Because whether it is the baseball gods, whether it is the injury gods, whether it is some other deity I'm not thinking of right now, or I don't know of, or I can't conceive of, eventually Shohei Ohtani is going to stop doing this. So while it's happening, while he is at or near the apex of his powers, tune in, do yourself a favor, just sit back and appreciate this magnificent talent, this paragon of power and speed and gracefulness, who is doing something right now that nobody, and I mean nobody, in professional sports can match.
Jeff, another beautiful rabbit hole. Thank you for taking us down it.
Thanks for joining me there, Jeremy.
I'm Jeremy Schapp. This has been ESPN Daily. Tomorrow, a special episode hosted by the great Justin Tinsley on the 75th anniversary of the MLB debut of the legendary Satchel Paige. You won't want to miss it.